Congress is back from recess today, and according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the big topic of discussion at a weekly Senate Republicans meeting was President Trump's plan to raise tariffs on imports from Mexico. McConnell told reporters there's not much support for the move. Just last week, trade disputes with Mexico and Canada seemed to be on the cusp of resolution, so this new tariff threat surprised many U.S. businesses with supply chains that cross the border, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Auto parts makers are just one of many industries closely intertwined with Mexico that are reeling from what seems like a sudden about-face by the Trump administration. It's not clear what the latest tariff threats will mean for passage of the president's U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA. Worse, Mexico might impose its own tariffs on American products.
We just did not see this coming.
Ann Wilson is Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for the Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association. She says her industry was relieved last month when the administration lifted tariffs on steel and aluminum from Mexico and Canada. Now it's all back in flux. President Trump has pledged to raise tariffs on all Mexican products, starting at 5% next week and going up to 25% by October.
Manufacturers flourish in this country when they have certainty. Now we have a real question about whether that certainty even exists.
Wilson says higher tariffs would increase supply costs and raise car prices. Taken together, uncertainty about tariffs have been a drag on the economy, including for clothing companies. Stephen Lamar is executive vice president of the American Apparel and Footwear Association. He was on the phone with White House officials about the trade deal when he heard about the new tariff threat.
It does come as a gut punch in the efforts of those who are trying to get USMCA approved.
Clothing prices already spiked because of increased tariffs on Chinese imports. Lamar says tariffs have become too unpredictable.
It is a surreal, in some cases existential, crisis that every day or every couple of days, these companies come into work and find that their product may be subject to additional taxes.
Normally, businesses have months to adapt. They optimize their supply chains down to the last button. David French, Vice President of Government Relations for the National Retail Federation, calls this tariff engineering.
Where a pocket is located, what kinds of trim are attached, whether it's button or snaps, all of these things might enter into the kinds of decisions that go into tariff engineering.
But when things turn on a dime, it's hard to plan. Take the grocery chain Mom's Organic Market. Chris Miller buys the meats, seafood, and produce that go on the grocer's shelves.
A lot of avocados, tomatoes, veg, cucumbers.
Some seasons, the produce aisle relies heavily on Mexican imports.
When the Mexican season is in for a lot of these items, that is the primary source.
Miller says new tariffs on Mexico would drive prices up on imports from other countries, too.
Typically what happens is if the market goes up as a result of the tariffs, then in my experience, the Canadian market will most likely follow.
This already happened with frozen fish. Increased tariffs on Chinese fish raised prices everywhere. And Mom's Organic gets a much wider range of goods from Mexico. So Miller isn't sure how consumers might react and what the effect might be on grocery sales. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.